Did a lot of people end up living with their parents after they got married?
I don't think so. I think mostly, even if they maybe had a part of the house or something like that, they would still be on their own. Unless maybe you had a widowed parent, and then maybe they would move in with them, you know. But as far as with the whole family, I don't think they did it very much.
Was it more common for grandparents and aunts and uncles to live with a family then, or did everybody have more of their own house?
No, I think you had more generations living together. You know, someone had to take care of the grandparents. So that's the way it was done. They moved in with someone, or you moved in with them.
Well,
I remember my grandmother, after she got so old, and she died when she was 72, and she was an old, old lady then, according to everybody. But after she was probably, well, I suppose after her husband died, she just lived around with her children all the time. She gave up her home, you know, didn't feel like she could take care of it. So she just lived with her children. Are you LDS?
Yes.
I'll have to tell you then. She always carried her temple clothes with her in case she died. She was going to be sure she had her temple clothes with her wherever she went.
Well, that's a good idea.
She did. She did a special little case with her.
Back then, was the closest temple, was it in Salt Lake?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How did people normally travel? Did they go by horse mostly, or?
Well, by the time I was growing up, they were cars and train. There used to be trains that went down through both from Park City area and from this area to Ogden and into Salt Lake. So it was very common to go by train. I know when my great-grandmother died, my great-grandfather took all the family on what they called the cars. They didn't call it the train, they took them on the cars to Salt Lake. And she was buried in Salt Lake. But he took, the whole family would go on the train to Salt Lake.
So did people get to go to the temple very often? Probably not, because they had too much work to do.
Well, I guess they went as often as they could, but mostly on special occasions, I would think. It wasn't common for them to go so many times a month or anything like that, you know. And then, of course, older people who retired then would go do that work. In fact, they were paid so much a session.
Huh.
They would be given a little bit to do the work for somebody that couldn't do it so much in a day or something like that.
Well, that's
some
a good
of them.
Idea.
Some of them. But there were cars. It was just not everybody had them, but you would go with someone who was going.
So when there was conference, did everybody go to Salt Lake?
Pretty much. If you wanted to go to conference, you had to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. You couldn't sit home and watch it in your living room, huh?
Well, you couldn't see it in your living room, so. But that would be a special event, you know. I can remember that the ward would have an outing every year, and a lot of the time they would go down to Liberty Park, which is the big park there in Salt Lake, you know, had the zoo and everything there. And I remember one time when it rained so badly that we couldn't go, and that was just a heartbreaking experience. That was our big event of the summer, to go down to Salt Lake. Of course, my mother liked to get away. She had traveled a lot, and, you know, she didn't just come here. She traveled to Oregon and around. She lived around a lot. So travel to her was a fun thing. And she liked to get away more than a lot of